And what's interesting about this is we talk about the credibility. Now, I want to bring this back to credibility of men. And, like, these are dudes who you know, 150 bitches. And, and all of them have been in relationships where they've been married and where they you know, with that magnitude of women and experience, they fell in love with somebody, and then they and the bitch took advantage. They took advantage, and the one of the Beige Philip rules is no matter whatever you do for a woman more than three times is no longer a favor. It's an obligation. So as you become credible and you start to do things for women, they take it for granted, and it's not your fault. It's not their fault. And I've had dudes who say, "Yo, you bitch is crazy," but you gotta understand that the nature of a woman is emotional, and so what she feels is what she feels, and how unstable. She feels about it, and it's your job to control what the situation is. And if you don't control the situation, it's your fault.
I did this joke the other day. It was about a guy that I went on a date with, and he was making me dinner, and he said, "Do you want me to bring anything?" And he said, "Yes, a dessert." And I said, "What kind?" And he said, "Wheat free," and I said, "Do you mean gluten free? And you're gay?" But then I said, "We women, we want like a dude that's gonna eat some live meat off a cow, like a live cow."
Just bite a cow.
And all the women were like, "What?"
And what's interesting is each one of these, Kelly, Tony, and Kenny, good friends of mine, and they know this. They know the rules, because you don't bag 150 bitches without knowing the rules. You know what I'm saying?
110 now. 110. 110.
Stop going.
How the fuck is your stock plummeting by the minute?
There's something that they understand, but what happens is that a woman's ability to just be emotional, and in the process of being emotional, to take it's like past the salt. It's like brushing your teeth, and you have to understand that that's just the way it is. So if that's the way it is, you have to deal with it the way it is. You can't. You can't make it the way it is. You're not going to make women the way you want them to make it, but you can act in a way that makes them respond in the way that you want them to respond. And that's understanding that is the importance of it. I mean, you know, there's dudes, I'm running into dudes 50 years old who've fucked three chicks.
That's a big deal.
You don't know how to fuck.
It's major.
You don't know how to fuck. Like,
it's a major problem.
Nothing. You know what? We do chicken right. Like, if you do chicken, you got to do a lot of chicken to get it right.
That's right.
So you got to practice. It's Beige Philip rule is be ready for the Super Bowl. When a motherfucker throws a Super Bowl pass and a motherfucker catches on his helmet, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about the Giants winning the Super Bowl. Fuck y'all if you ain't from New York. But here's the deal. A dude has done that 100 times. He's thrown that pass 100 times, and that's why he's able to throw that pass under pressure. So what I'm saying is, fellas, you got to practice this. Nobody is good at anything all the time.
Not on the first try.
This motherfucker, Kelly's 2,800 bitches. You know how much practice that is?
He's committed to practicing.
do you understand?
I don't practice anymore.
Because, yeah, but you're there.
My shit's official tissue.
Yeah, but you know what's funny?
And I hate bitches that think like their pussy is the best pussy in the world. Because, bitch, your pussy is horrible.
I make it better.
Right. I make your pussy better.
About 15 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? I make your life better. You know, I make your pussy better. You know what I'm saying? I hate these bitches is corny.
And you know what's interesting is that pussy, that's daddy? What you should do.
Oh, is this the best pussy you ever had?
No, it's not. Bitch, it's not. I remember Karen.
What makes you think your pussy is better than the next bitch pussy?
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is
keep Kelly me interested. How about that?
Kelly is actually in. He's in a business world now. Like He's legitimately in a business world. And so Kelly, like the chicks that he fucks with, you know, when he meets a woman, the woman that he meets is, they're regular chicks. They're regular chicks. So they don't even understand. Do you understand what you're going against when you fuck a dude that's been fucking 2,800? Like, do you understand what I'm saying? What you're going up against? That's ridiculous. And you know what I'm saying? Here's what's insane about that. You can still get me. You don't have to. But you are not a Super Bowl bitch. Bitch, you play pickup ball on weekends. These motherfuckers are Super Bowl.
You don't even qualify for arena football.
50 yards.
Just give her some more wine.
You understand? Bitches, you are not Super Bowl bitches. These are Super Bowl motherfuckers.
Funny story. All right, I just met this chick.
It better be fucking funny, too.
No, honestly, because, you know, I told her a little bit about my history.
Let me say something real quick.
Uh-huh.
Now, Tony is a dude who went from four sets of house keys to where he was really fucked up. Like, Tony,
yeah, I should tell them, you shouldn't have a black book. Get rid of your black book.
and this is my dude. Like I loved it. Like, you know, and I'm saying dudes have problems with dealing with their emotions. I love these dudes. You know what I'm saying? I love these dudes like family. Like, they, like we came, like 20 years of fucking just being together. And like, every, there wasn't a day that we wasn't together.
Sure yeah. enough, and that's we know true. What I each other went
blocks,
through.
That's true.
Two blocks over.
Yeah. And here's what's crazy about this, is Tony got married, and this bitch that he married, I didn't even think she was hot. Like, I didn't even think she was of the caliber. But this is what happens.
Yeah, why'd you marry that bitch, y'all?
Because I have four sets of keys and it's pressure.
We had a good time out there.
We had a great time. She happened to be this out of the bunch. She was the most stable.
She's a bird.
She was the most stable.
You know what?
But
And she was a bird.
She became a bird bitch.
Exactly.
And his. Explain that.
Bird bitch.
Look, come
bird
on. You need to explain it in real terms.
In real terms.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful.
Oh, Mo, break down bird bitch.
Let me tell you something. Bird meant bitch. Nothing to Maura.
Just think of your shoe and what's under the shoe.
The ground?
What did you step in?
Shit.
There you go.
Okay. All right, better equation. Malolos or motherfucking Payless?
Manolos.
Malolos.
Manolo Blancs.
Lully.
Red Tins. Bottoms.
Jimmy Choo. Red
Jimmy
Bottoms.
Choo. Or yeah. Bakers.
So bird bitch.
Is the baker bitch.
Right. There we go. Okay.
There you go.
So out of the crew that I had at the time, none of them would have chose her.
Yeah.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah.
Right. At all.
Spitch was SpongeBob to the third degree.
No.
All right.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, I remember that one. Okay. Yeah,
but you know
yeah,
what?
I remember that one.
You know what?
And his son's mother was the hottie. Yeah. Who's the
all right, so your son's mother is not the same lady.
She's a bird bitch, too.
No, but I was someplace, and my brother's friends. My brother's like 14. My brother's 14 years older than me, right?
Tony, I want to talk about your baby's mother. Can we talk about your baby's mother? This is. I know this is
my
sticky.
My baby's mother.
And only your baby's mother.
And we still have a good relation.
Can we talk about this? Because you know my history and the whole.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's, Mara, this is really crazy. Like, I was dealing with his baby's mother first.
This is really the Beige Phillips show.
Right? Yeah, this is, we're going in. Right. We're going, because it's important for dudes to understand this. And they need to understand the male ego of this, right? Now,
only you two have been in each other's baby mamas.
We all fucked each other's people
at some point in time.
At some point in time.
We found out, like, some oh, point. Yeah, really? Okay. But,
so,
no.
How
we
was
all,
it?
We all fucked. Because, you know, when you got that many numbers, when you talk about numbers like that.
You're bound to bump heads.
You overlap. It overlaps. So here's the thing. I was fucking with his baby mama first.
Right.
And And she was a good girl. She was a good girl. But she was a bit of a hoe. Would you say?
Yeah, well, she was 18.
She was 18.
She was like 17.
Wait, hold on. But wait, yeah, I got a question. Wait, hold on. But why did you call me and ask me if I hit it? If I hit it, you wouldn't have hit it?
You niggas, it's possible. It's possible. Well, now, here's the thing. Possible. Let me tell you something. You know, I mean, what you know about me is to know, like, I think I'm better than everybody. And I love these dudes, but I still think I'm better than them. And they know that.
And we know that. And we deal with his bullshit.
Right.
It's
he's not, cocky.
It's really not bullshit. Yeah, no, but really anyway, we're in the pimp cup.
He's cocky.
But here's the thing. So I was fucking with his baby mama first, right? And I really digged her because she was a good chick. She was a really good chick. But she was 18, and I had a posse. Like, I had a posse of chicks. And so I really
You had a harem.
Okay. Harem is 12.
Okay. All right. Harem square.
So I really wasn't giving her the attention. And this is important for the listeners. Because you understand, if you don't give a woman what she needs, she will go else. She will find it. She will find it. Mara just went through a breakup with a dude who at one time she thought he was credible, and then she thought he wasn't credible. And she just and Mara's not a dude that pushes a motherfucker into it. She gives a motherfucker rope and then he hangs himself. Mm. She will tie the knot though. She will she'll set
and I'll kick the door. Yeah,
so his baby's mama, we rock first. And one of the things we tried to do a lot of times was not fuck overlap. Each other's.
Yeah.
But it always kind of happened.
It didn't
whether
work.
Whether it was afterwards
it was the Godfathers. Yeah, it was the Godfathers.
It didn't work, you know.
Godfathers, Amaretto, and Scotch.
In regard to her.
That was our drink.
I had one and passed it down to the other, which he asked me. And then next thing you know, somebody else had it.
Well, you're the king of threesomes and foursomes, so obviously you're going to bump heads.
So what happened was, like, I really liked this chick, and she was in the running to get my full attention. But I was a dude who never really, like, it doesn't even matter. The point is that she ended up fucking a dude who was in our circle, and I stopped fucking him. And I wasn't mad at her because... It wasn't him. It was another dude. Mm-hmm. And I stopped fucking with him. And I just, because I was like, if you fuck with that motherfucker, you clearly are not up to the caliber of fucking with me. Because why would you fuck that dude?
It's a downgrade.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, but as far as I know, and what she told me, basically, because she did, she was up front.
She's a liar.
She says never happened. Well, no. She says
she
it never
happened.
Truth. Now, this is... My thing.
It happened.
Not with you.
No, with another person. It was another dude.
Right.
With me, it never happened.
She says, no. She says he was a clown. He ran around the table in his drawers, but nothing happened.
No. I'm going to say it happened.
Well, regardless.
I make up stories like that all the time.
But here's the thing. She was actually, she was a good girl. But,
good girl.
But I was arrogant. I was at a...
Listen, women need sex more than men.
More than men. The difference is they need good sex.
Right.
And let me say that every dude here, I've fucked...
In the game of numbers.
Here's the thing. But here's the thing.
Else.
I've fucked with these dudes. Like, I've watched them put plank in a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So these motherfuckers put it down. It's real, like,
it's real talk.
It's not like I've watched these niggas butt ass naked, ass bouncing off a bitch, balls swinging on a bitch. I've watched these motherfuckers fuck.
Yeah, but unless I'm like completely, unless I'm a little drunk, I mean.
No, they weren't drunk.
No. It's an emotional thing for women.
Oh.
I think.
They weren't drunk. Trust me, they weren't trying.
Well, you know what, Mara? Here's what's interesting. When you're stripping and you are that guy, what happens is a woman
with
has
a fantasy.
Because he's 100. What are you now? 90? No. 90 bitches now.
Now 195.
195. So and he's 250 and
he's 2800.
you can't judge them. You can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. Like, I could never judge you about your sluttiness, because how do I judge you as your slut when I'm 1400 in?
Well, I'm not. I mean, I never feel slutty around you guys. So, I mean.
What, are you calling us slutty?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're experienced.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, experience. Overachieving.
But so what happens a lot of times when a woman is with a guy who she thinks is more sexually promiscuous, that she feels that he can't judge her. So she opens her sexuality because he can't judge her. And she'll do shit. Like, I've had bitches tell me to piss on them, pee on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't. but because I can't go. I can't go, oh, that's disgusting. They don't think that I can go, right. I can't, I, you're disgusting. You know what I'm saying? So what happens ultimately with this is you become this object, because you become this physical object that they can experiment with, that they can't experiment with most men, who are ultimately going to judge them. I mean, when you fuck a guy for the first time, you're wondering, look, I like this and I like that, but is it too much for me to say I like this?
Well, it's like this. If I were not a comic, if I weren't a comedian, then I would not say anything.
Right. I liked it like this. Do this. Look, twist my nipple, 35 degrees. Right, 35 degrees, put my hand.
You choke me just a little bit, you know.
and that's what's interesting about that is that, so ultimately, so, and getting back to this, so I was an arrogant dude, and because she fucked this dude who I thought was lesser than her, what? Lesser than me, I stopped fucking her.
We all were like that.
Yeah. Like
ego.
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 Yeah. Oh, and so ultimately he met up with her because she was smoking bad. Body was ridiculous. She was beautiful.
How she looks now?
Sweet girl. She still looks good.
She still look good.
Very and good. Ultimately Tony not smashed her because she was fucking awesome. He was an awesome chick.
Yeah.
And so I called him up, and this is what, dude, stop fighting each other. Like, I said to Tony felt uncomfortable about telling me about it, because my boy Reggie, our boy Reggie, said told me first that he told me first.
The security guard?
Well, no, he works, he's a drug counselor. He's a drug counselor. And what happened was, he was like, yo, Tony's fucking your ex-chick.
He got a big fucking...
Yeah, he does. He can't. He's a bitch. You know, when it comes
that's
to
not... Yo, we've been together since we was five.
5 years old. And so I called Tony up and I said, listen, dude, she's a really good girl. I just couldn't get past my ego. And I'm just telling you, if you can get past the fact that I was smashing her, then she's a good girl. She's looking for somebody to give her that attention. And ultimately, he ended up with her. He ended up having a baby with her. But, Tony, I want to ask you something, honestly, and we haven't really talked about this, and it's crazy to talk this on front of
me. Right.
But did that cause you to, like, hate her in a sense? Like, could you get past? Did you resent her because of the fact, in a sense?
She was...
20s?
She was about 20 years old. 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I predicted it.
And be honest with you, being
and
the
let
pimp,
me tell you
wait
how
a minute, being honest with you, being the pimp that I am, hell no.
No, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
And from that point on, I think we were together for the next 10 years. And honestly, today, I'm the luckiest man on this earth that she's the mother of my child. Maybe
that's,
not because we're in
dope.
A relationship.
That's
honestly,
dope. She's
I
a
left
good woman.
Her. I had she was one of the three women or four women that I had at the time, and she wasn't that one to me.
Right.
But as far as
a
mother of my child,
she's dope. That's dope. That's real dope.
I'm going to cry.
Let's raise our pimp cup.
No. Don't cry.
Raise our pimps up to that bitch.
No, that didn't bother me at all. My objective was to lock it down.
Yeah, you brought back memories, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the sensitive side of a no. fucking beige, Philip?
Yeah, he.
And you know what's funny?
The sensitive
what
side?
Says,
yeah. Well, we go there.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. What I'm she like, says to me, she told me one day, she so says, gay. You know what? Because I was total dog. right? Total dog, and I really didn't do it right. Yeah, I didn't do it right.
Oh, shit,
no, I didn't do it right. But she told me, and we're good friends now. She's like, you know what? You stole my youth. So from that goes to show what he's saying. She was 18 at the time.
I didn't even know she was. You know what?
I didn't even know she was that young.
Here's how detached I was. I didn't even know she was 18.
Yeah.
I got married at 19, and I say that to my ex.
Yeah.
Dude, I was dirty. I was so like I was. I mean, I was in my 20s, but I was a dirt. I was.
You was the Sultan of
sleaze. I was
sleaze.
60 in fuck years. I was a dirty motherfucker, dude. I put a butt plug in a bitch at 16. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like I was a dirty. And what's interesting is these dudes. Like, these are dirty motherfuckers. I mean, you know, really.
Dirty in a good way.
Dirty in a good way. I mean, Mara's real talk. Mara's a real chick. Like, she wants to get, if she's fucking with a dude, she wants to get served. She gets crazy. You know, we're friends, but she talks about giving head. She's like, don't push my head. I'll handle it. Like.
But don't you hate that shit?
Yeah. Well,
when you hear shit, oh, don't push my head on her, and then the bitch blows you, and then she's whacked, then you got to kick the bitch out.
Yo, has that ever?
I promise you, it was over in like 45 seconds when normally it takes like 10 really? Minutes with the head grabbing.
She puts it down.
Isn't that better? Better
see?
For everyone?
Like, when a bitch goes, see.
I'm not impressed. Anyway, let's move on to the
top. Yeah, but you're 2,800 in.
Exactly.
So,
right.
Shut up.
You know,
but here's.
Got to be more than spit.
Anyway, right. Look, here's what I'm gonna say.
What is that, your baby mother?
Now,
no, not at all. We're not.
There's
we're not,
one
we're not
other. I mean, we're way over time. We're like an hour. We're over an hour. We usually do 45 minutes to an hour. I wanna.
This the extra. This is a special edition.
This is a special edition.
Wait, we should have them back.
We will have them back. I want Ma, Tony, Kelly. And I want y'all to just talk about the California Club. This is a crazy story. I just want to give the,
you sure the California Club and not the Africa Club. So we switching from the violence to the real sex.
Roosevelt Hotel.
Roosevelt Hotel.
See, let's go.
How about
I'm gonna have y'all back. I'll have you back.
All right. What was my retirement party?
What was the pimp's name? JC. Remember JC?
Mac Daddy JC.
Mac Daddy JC. Who was fucking Buckshot's mom?
He was a real bona fide pimp.
Yep.
He had a Cutlass a Cutlass Supreme with lanterns. Like, like he had lights, lanterns hanging off the side of it. And he had his.
He used to keep lollipops in the fucking door handles. Like, you ever see the cup holders we put drinks
at? Vocal, he had a
fucking lollipop.
He used to cut his alarm off. He had a vocal sensitive alarm where he would go, Mac Daddy JC said, shut up! And it's called, right. The alarm would stop.
No bullshit.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. I got this naked bitch in the house, and I didn't really like you when I met you, but I love you now. Here, there's a naked bitch in my back of my car. Why don't you go fuck her? And we was hanging out with pimps, Mara. This is real talk. And what's important about having these dudes here is because I understand that my life seems outrageous.
But it's true.
But it's true. These Jews, they're witnesses to it.
And
it's
we're reformed.
So and yeah. okay, we are way over. We're an hour and 20 minutes in.
You think you was going to get us together and we were going to do one fucking segment?
Yeah,
and we didn't even scratch the surface, so we got to come back.
Tony, episode? Pledge. Can you?
We should do a monthly segment with them.
Yeah, we should do a monthly. Here's what I want to do. I want to do. Can you cover the California Club? Well, Tony, you were there from the beginning. Tony, he came in and Mo came in.
I was drunk.
I want to do a synopsis. Real quick. It was a dude that dropped his pants to his ankles. He never took his fucking pants off. It was the host of the Beige Phillips where I smacked the first bitch and shocked the shit out of everybody.
Okay, well, Tony, you gotta Tony got
to. I'm giving bits and pieces.
That was the one.
That was bits and pieces.
It was, I had just grad that day.
He
that
was
day.
Retiring. You
I had,
were retiring.
No, I wasn't retiring. I had retired from dancing.
And
I
he
had
was
just
take-
graduated that day from the Correctional Academy. So one of my classmates. I'm in the California Club in Manhattan.
California Club in Manhattan.
Like 43rd and 7th Avenue.
Not anymore.
Okay. So I take one of my classmates. I say, yo, come on. We're going to hang out tonight, right? Me and you. Come on. Hang out.
Now, let me, let me tell you something. Let me set this up. Like, usually I would drive. Like, I was the dude who always drove them around. So I wouldn't drink. This time, somebody else was driving. So I had a apple juice, a Mott's apple juice.
Amaretto scotch.
Filled with scotch and amaretto. Let me just give the disclaimer. Yeah, and probably about 32 ounces.
It was Dewar's Scotch and Di Serrano. You could not remix it. It had to be Dewar's Scotch.
That's right.
And Amaretto.
And Amaretto.
No, Eagle.
Half and half. 50-50.
And we didn't like no fucking ice. We liked our shit chilled. That's the way shit had to go down.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm drinking.
The magnitude of this story.
That night was a blur to me.
I graduated from the academy. I brought a friend of mine from the academy. 10 years later, this guy sees me, right? And he's standing there. He's working someplace else. He runs into me. He's with somebody else, a partner. And he says, yo, this guy right here.
He's talking about me.
Talking about you. Yeah, I'm in uniform. We coming through. He tells the guy he's working with that he hung out with me at the California Club. He didn't tell him what happened. Okay. But he says, yo, that dude right there is the man.
Right.
In the Department of Corrections in New York City. Right?
And this is when you're trying to be a civilian.
Ten years later. He sat there the whole night and just watched this all unfold. Okay? So it starts off.
Can you imagine?
We all dance. We're in the dressing room.
Me, you, and Reggie.
Reggie, say hi to Reggie again.
Hi, Reggie.
Yo, Reggie, we in the pimp cup. Bitch.
Give him the plug.
Wait, we in the pimp cup. All right, go ahead. Continue.
All right, so it just so happened that him and Reggie happened to have a threesome.
A mutual friend, right? You knew it too. We both fucked this shit.
And Reggie tells me this story about how it went down. I'm like, get out. He says, yo, you know, Dante's just like, yo, I don't know who he turned into, but so I'm like
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde. So, all right. So they bring this young lady into the dressing room. So it's about to go down again. So I'm looking. I'm like, okay, again. Right? They already know, and I'm just a bystander, you know,
I'm hydrated. She's drinking water.
Poland Springs. They didn't have the sign.
I'm celebrating my induction into law enforcement.
Really, nigga?
I had no idea what these guys were going to do. For the record. So
I don't think anybody knew.
Yeah.
So they bring this young lady in, and they're there, and we're going through the motions, and they're talking. I'm sitting back, and then I hear smack, and I look, and me and Reggie, we've been together since we were 5, so we have this instinctive thing. We giggle.
They've been giggling since they were five years old. So
he smacks this young lady. He smacks this girl, and he's talking to her like he's a pimp.
He was.
So he was.
Because we're in the pimp cup.
He went into pimp mode.
We're in the pimp cup.
I've never seen pimp mode before until that moment. And he went into pimp mode, and he's like, yo, you're going to do this. You can't paraphrase. Well, you got to take, because you know what you said.
Bitch, you're going to fuck everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to fuck everybody.
You're going to suck Reggie's dick.
You're going to suck his dick. We're going to fuck you. This is how it's going down. And she's like,
This is how I met all of you.
I guess we are.
Exactly.
Okay. Continue.
All right. So now we're going through the motions, and we're hitting this chick, and she's sucking Dante's dick, and Reggie's fucking
up.
Well,
first we're kissing on her, and Reggie is.
Meanwhile, we got my man from the academy who knows none of them.
And he's just watching.
Just watching.
He's a square dude just watching this crazy square. Shit going on. It's
square
like fucking,
dude finally came to life.
Right. And he's right.
It's like Lord of the Rings is going on right now. Right? This is precious. Red. A pussy is precious.
And he's like, yo, I'm going to lose my job on the first day, right? So.
And so. Reggie is between her legs. He's got her miniskirt hiked up. And he's fucking rubbing. And so. I think I go, Reggie. He goes. What? He's looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? And I go, look, why are you playing with her vagina? Rip her fucking stockings, and put your finger in her pussy, right? And true they story. Look at me, and she goes, what? What do you? What do you what?
And what do you do?
And I smack her, right?
There we go.
I smack her, cause she needs to be smacked. She wants to be smacked.
She's never been smacked like that.
She's never pow, and not like psh, like that. Pow, it's like that, just like that. And they look. Now here's what's we're funny.
Like, this we're is what like, I look like.
Here's what's happening. What the now, I am under the impression that they are as freaky as me. Right, I'm under that impression because we've been hanging out for months. But they are looking at me like
150 and 250 over there.
We're 250, and Reggie, which is probably around these around probably around 500-600. Yes,
right. I was the wild one.
He was the.
I didn't include you.
Yeah, don't include me.
Don't include. That's 2800.
This is the second time Reggie's witnessing this.
Yes,
and he's still
fuck, and I'm power smacking, and I'm like rip her fucking stockings. And they now I think this is going down because they're with me. I think that they're with me. Like we're all.
They're turning.
No, they're looking
turning.
At each other like, and pointing at what the fuck? They're talking. Hey, what is going on? He's smacking bitches, right?
No, but meanwhile we're sitting there. We're pulling. I'm dying.
Now
laughing.
When I look
I'm
at them,
panties and laughing. At
here's
the
when
bank,
I
like,
when I'm looking at when I stop to look at them, they're like, we didn't say nothing. We didn't. They're like, this is not really going down. So. I'm like, wow, they look really peaceful, right? And I look back at a bitch, didn't you fucking smack? I smack him again. And they're like, oh, he's smacking people, right?
Well, I don't know what Reggie's problem is.
So I go.
I just got inducted into law enforcement.
So I go, Reggie, what the fuck are you doing? Rip her stockings. So he just rips her stockings open. Like, almost frightened, like, because I am really aggressive.
No, mind you, he was beyond aggressive.
I might have been 18 ounces into amaretto and scotch. Yeah, but still, it, you know, the truth comes out. So they're looking. So every time I look at them, they're fucking looking at me and making and like this motherfucker's crazy. But they're going, and when I look at them, they're like, nothing, nothing's going on. What? What do you
want?
I
want you
to
smack
next?
Me.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever you say, dude.
But no, the funny part was when, after everything was going down, his stroke came in.
Oh.
He had his six punks. No. Broke out.
Okay, here's, now, Mara, we talked about this, the guy Deep Stroke. Remember the guy Deep Stroke? So Deep Stroke comes in, right? Now look, if you come quick, that's not a good thing, right? But if you come really quick, it's amazing. Deep Stroke comes in. Now, Deep Stroke looked like a piranha, but he had like a, he probably had a, what, a 12? He had 11 to 12.
Yeah.
12. Totally. He had a big dick. And he put his dick in the girl, and he goes, yeah, you motherfucker, you like that bitch. You like that. And he pumped literally six times.
Yep. He said,
one,
I got
two,
mine.
Three, four, five, six, and then came. Pow!
He said, I got mine.
Got mine. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And we were like, how do you do that? I can't even, I couldn't do that if I wanted to.
Nigga, I can't come now.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of scar tissue. A 2800 puts a lot of scar tissue on.
Yeah, I gotta tell you.
So
I gotta think about 20 bitches when
thing.
I'm trying to bust.
They are
up.
Looking at me, Mario.
You gotta be amazing.
They are looking at me like I'm out of my fucking mind.
It's hilarious.
And I'm smack. So now I'm fucking this chick, and Reggie has my belt loops. He's grabbing my pants are slide. He's grabbing my belt loops, and he's plowing me into this
right,
chick.
Right,
right. The same. He's plowing. He's like, boom, boom, and I stop. Like, hold up. Listen, you are fucking up my rhythm. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I, he kind of fucked my head, and I'm fucked up. I go, I stop. Yeah, and I go, I'm gonna be right back. I'm going to get another one.
Damn,
they look at me like I'm crazy.
And he goes,
I get this girl right off the dance floor. I'm dancing. I'm like, yo, come here. I pull her in the room, and she comes in the room, and she goes, what are you guys? You guys are fucking people. I can't believe it. Pow! I smack her. Pull her pants off, and I start fucking her. And she's like, yeah, oh my God, you're fine. Pow! I smack her again. Like, shut the fuck up, right? So people are walking in the room, and they're going, Georgie, it was a guy.
Georgie
Porgy. Like, so every time somebody walking, we all stand up like this, put our dick in our pants, and we're like, okay, we're not doing nothing. And then when it's Georgie, we go, oh, it's Georgie, fuck that. So he goes, yo, girl, you look sexy. I was like, pow, I smack her. I'm like, we are already fucking her, right? So he's like, fuck, what the fuck? This, and now here's what's interesting. The chick that the second chick. Now there, Maserati, Tony, and Reggie is still, say hi to Reggie.
Hi, Reggie.
they're fucking the other chick. I'm fucking the new chick. And this is going on. Mo comes in. Kenny comes in. I don't even know what you done because I was fucking the new chick.
I was drunk.
I go, we are already fucking her. I smack her, and she has a bustier on.
Yeah, it was red.
And thigh high stockings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good memory.
Yep, black. Sure enough, I remember that.
And so here's the thing, and this is why this is relevant to the show. Dudes, you think bitches is not trying to fuck, and you said this, we said this in the last show. Women want sex more than men. The difference is they want to be taken.
I'm going to give you one more piece of that story. Like, months later, we're having a show someplace, and I bring one of my ladies, and we're sitting outside.
One
right?
of my ladies.
Right here, right?
Yeah.
She's sitting right next to me and what have you. And the first lady that we pulled in, she happened to be there.
Still wearing a rip sock.
She sits next to me, right? And I'm sitting there. I'm like, hi, you know, I'm just playing.
Trying to be
like,
cool.
Hey, how you doing? So she leans over. Why am I?
Girls on the other side.
On the other side. Leans over, whispers in my ear, come and fuck me with your big dick. I just freeze. I get stiff, and I look. I just, I gotta go.
You know what is amazing about that business? You know, our history is that women perceive themselves today as not being freak hoe bitches,
right.
But they're really freak hoe bitches.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
They was classier back then, though.
They were classy,
but you know, let me tell you what it is.
Every woman's a bitch.
Yeah. Jesus.
Every woman's a bitch. Every,
look at Mara.
Yo, bitch, whether you was a hoe between 84 to 86 or fucking 92 to 94, you was a hoe in your fucking life, bitch. You just got a surprise.
1994, not in the 80s.
Bitch, you could be a hoe in 2012 before the next election. You could be a hoe.
It goes down.
Stop fronting, bitch. You a hoe.
And listen, we want the sex. Wait, we want. And
what was your phrase? I got hoes to the left of me. Bitches to the right of me.
To the right.
Oh, my. Cut it out. Oh, my.
You know what?
You just try to have a little more. Nah, you really just have, you know, women try to have a little more decorum. But women are more fucking feisty and raggedy than fucking dudes.
I agree.
Especially now.
And so when you get these guys and they're afraid to speak their mind, stop doing that. Be yourself.
Exactly.
A bitch. And Jafondi just said, I respect the dude having those fucking faults and being confident with those faults. That's who I want to fuck.
Okay, I was addicted to porn.
You were.
Addicted. I was. Yeah, exactly. You hit it right.
Listen, we got to shut this down. It's like we are an hour and 37 minutes in.
And we didn't even discuss.
He's going to be so mad.
Sorry, Harry.
And I put the dirt
on. I was looking forward to meeting you, Harry.
Harry, real niggas was in the studio today, Harry.
And he's gonna come back.
Bring us back.
Mara was like, I'm a real nigga. Mara, say that. I'm a real nigga. Come on, Mara, please. Mara,
like, we no. won't, like, we no. won't be offended. We won't be offended.
She's like, no. Listen. No.
Say I'm a real motherfucker. I won't.
Listen.
I'll suck a dick, but I'm not saying I'm a real nigga.
Whatever guy you want to bring around here and smack the shit out of him, you can. Smack him. Smack.
Smack. Yeah. Kels, DJ Pleasure, please pump your shit because we got a lot of motherfuckers listening.
Yo, I am DJ Pleasure. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, log on wherever you want to find me.
Spell it.
I am DJ. You already know Pleasure. Cut it out. Read your dictionary. If you're not, fuck you. I am DJ Pleasure. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You already know how to find me. I got a shirt that's called Google Me Bitch. So I'm going to tell you where. Google Me Bitch. DJ Pleasure. You already know what it is.
Right. Google me, bitch.
Google me, bitch.
Tony.
I'm Tony Reynolds at Twitter and Tony Reynolds at Facebook.com.
Yeah. See, I'm not all that. I just got Facebook. And, Facebook. You know, it's just Kenny Woods. Just come on down, Woodwear Fashion.
Mara,
still
did you
doing
take
my thing.
Did you get pictures? All right, cool.
Still doing my thing, Woodwear Fashion, the clothes, everything, you know.
Actually, here's what's interesting.
He's a beast.
I didn't even mention this. I used to sew my own costumes, and it got Mo into sewing his costumes, and he took it to the next level, and he's actually a designer who actually designs women's and men's clothes. He's
a
fashion
beast.
Shows.
He's
and
a beast.
Bags, stuff is really hot. What's the name of the clothes?
Woodwear Fashion.
Woodwear. His last name
something you
is
would wear.
Kenny Wood. It's called Things You Would Wear. It's real sexy shit. It's the shit.
We're businessmen.
Yeah. Google it.
Google it,
bitch.
Google it,
bitch.
Google me, bitch.
Mara, kick your shit, please.
I'm maralive.com, MaraLive.com, and you can...
Google it, bitch.
Like that shit.
I'm Dante, Twitter /DanteNero, DanteNero. Facebook /DanteNero, DanteNero, DanteNero.com. Yo, if you got questions about this shit, because I'm going to have these crazy motherfuckers on again. They could probably give you some insight on some shit.
Oh, like, boy.
And, you might.
Oh, no, I'm
He's
actually retired. He's doing social work.
Actually, I work with in the safe sex industry. I'm a promoter of HIV care.
We're not fucking bitches raw no more. It's over.
I knock on wood because I was there. I was at risk, and now I promote safety.
And you made it through.
I made it through. So I understand totally.
Yeah. So, beigephillip@gmail.com. You got a question for me? Hit me. You know, don't ask me that crazy shit that I can't. I don't type good. So. I don't really type good, so it's
remember
like
the three T's. Remember the three T's.
Yeah, it's
T-shirts, towels, and throats. Whole lot.
Three T's. He gives back.
I give back to the community.
Yo, Harry, want to shout out to you, Harry. I'm mad that you didn't come here because
Harry
would have loved this. Harry Tarjanian T. It's I hate comedy. .com. Harry Tarjanian, Terjanian.
If you can't remember how to spell his name, it will all be on our Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, Mara takes care of all that bullshit.
Beige
Phillips Show. Thanks for listening, y'all. I love the fans. I love the people, you guys. Without you guys, I'd be nothing. Thanks for hanging out, y'all.
Get your balls back, niggas.
GYBB, get your balls back. Holla, we out of here.